Good morning, beloved, and again, welcome to this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse 16. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul explains that his co-worker Titus will oversee the collection, and that he and another follower of Jesus will come to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. And God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning at verse 16. How we thank God for making Titus as eager as we are to help you. Not only did he welcome our request, he was so eager to help that of his own free will he decided to go to you. With him, we are sending the brother who is highly respected in all the churches for his work in preaching the gospel. And besides that, he has been chosen and appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this service of love for the sake of the Lord's glory, in order to show that we want to help. We are being careful not to stir up any complaints about the way we handle this generous gift. Our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. We are sending our brother with them. We have tested him many times and found him always very eager to help. And now that he has so much confidence in you, he is all the more eager to help. As for Titus, he is my partner and works with me to help you. As for the other brothers who are going with him, they represent the churches and bring glory to Christ. Show your love to them so that all the churches will be sure of it and know that we are right in boasting about you. And God's key verse for us this morning is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21, where Paul writes, our purpose is to do what is right, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of others. Beloved, we find that our Heavenly Father is eager to forgive us when we sin, when we lose sight of our goals and maybe do something that's wrong. The Word of God says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. However, people are not so kind and not so willing to forgive, especially believers. And that's why the Apostle Paul is making this big, huge effort to show everybody how careful they are and making up this collection that will go to the saints in Jerusalem and in Judea. They want to do it so that they are completely above reproach and by both people within the church and outside of the church. Let us pray. Lord God, teach me to show your love to others. Help me to reach out to those in need and to share my resources and reflect your grace. Amen. Well, hope that you can join us tomorrow, beloved, as we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 1, where the Apostle Paul continues to encourage the Corinthians to give generously. Until tomorrow, then may God richly bless you, is my prayer.